It's unfortunate that we even have to say Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you go through history, nobody ever gave a fuck. I mean, you can kill black people in the street. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. But when I say Black Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, that's like if I was to say Gay Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter. If I said Women's Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, you're diluting what I'm saying. You're diluting the issue. The issue isn't about everybody. It's about black lives at the moment. But the truth of the matter is, they don't really give a fuck about anybody if you break the shit all the way down to the low fucking dirty ass truth.
We say that black lives matter, but truthfully they really never have. No one ever really gave a fuck. Just read your bullshit history books. But honestly, it ain't just black. It's yellow, it's brown, it's red. It's anyone who ain't got cash. Poor whites that they call trash. Once we realize we're all on the same side, they can't split us up and let them prosper off the divide. They can't fuck with us. Once we realize we're all on the same side, they can't split us up and let them prosper off the divide. Don't fall for the bait and switch. Racism is real but not it. They fuck whoever can't fight back. But now we gotta change all that. The people have had enough. Them against us. This shit is ugly to the core. When it comes to the poor, no lives matter. America's always been a place that's judged by skin. And racism is real as fuck. Ain't no way to play that off. And in the eyes of the law, black skin has always stood for poor. This is basic shit. They know who they're fucking with. They can't fuck with us. Once we realize we're all on the same side, they can't split us up and let them prosper off the divide. They can't fuck with us. Once we realize we're all on the same side, they can't split us up and let them prosper off the divide. Don't fall for the bait and switch. Racism is real but not it. They fuck whoever can't fight back. But now we gotta change all that. The people have had enough. Right now it's them against us. This shit is ugly to the core. When it comes to the poor, no lives matter.
You never see them pulling rich people out of their cars in their neighborhood because they know they got lawyers. They know they'll sue their ass. They can tell who the fuck was. Unfortunately, black or brown skin has always meant poor. They profiling you, kid. They know you can't fight back, but we about to.
Investigators say they are reviewing body camera and dash cam video of Tuesday's shooting. Police say that Keith Lamont Scott did have a gun in his hand when an officer shot him. A new picture of the scene shows something at Scott's feet. A source tells our Charlotte affiliate it may be a gun, but people in the neighborhood say that the father of four was holding a book instead.
Officer Vincent was in plain clothes when the shooting happened, and he was not wearing a body-worn camera, but we are told that three other officers wore theirs. The department is under increasing pressure to release police videos from the shooting, but the police chief says he will not do that right now because of the investigation.